Dude, I fucking love brown people. I'm not even kidding. I love brown people. Brown Americans, dude. They got like a swag to them. Like a confidence that I find really enjoyable. Brown Americans have such confidence in their culture. Like, I can't tell you how many times, like, an Indian kid has explained to me an Indian holiday, and I didn't know what the fuck he was talking about, but he was so excited about it that it got me excited. I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah, celebrate Vishnu. That guy's awesome. Henna looks good, too. That shit looks dope. I don't know, two of my best friends growing up were brown, too. It was one Indian guy and one Iranian kid. And every day we'd sit together on the bus. Usually on the bus, they would seat two kids to a seat. We were such good friends. We always sat three of us to a seat. It was creepy. It was honestly a little creepy. It was so unnecessary. I think all the other kids thought we were having threesomes, but we weren't. We were just talking about Super Smash Brothers and GameCube. I mean, every once in a while, they'd have to sit kids three to a seat when it was really crowded. But even if the bus was empty, we'd still sit three to a seat. That's why it was creepy, I think. It's like, there's so much space. Y'all can have your own seat, but you want to be touching thighs in this hot weather? Okay. All right. I'm not going to question what those kids do. So, yeah, that's how I feel, you know? One thing that they call Asians is they call Asians bananas. That's what Asians who live in Asia call Asian Americans. And it's kind of a derogatory term. We're called bananas because we're yellow on the outside and white on the inside. I don't feel like I'm a banana. I feel like I'm an overripe banana. I am yellow on the outside and brown on the inside. One of my good friends today, half Pakistani, half Indian dude. What a walking conflict that guy is. Or maybe a symbol of peace, right? A walking symbol of love. And no matter how bad the tensions are between your two countries, you can find love. You know, his parents are just like one Indian, one Pakistani. That's like Romeo and Juliet times 1,000. Except they didn't murder suicide. How inspirational. I do think it's crazy that India and Pakistan have like such tension. It's like, you guys know you look the same, right? You guys know you're similar as fuck. But that's how it is with like all countries that hate each other. It's always the people who look the same that hate each other the most. China and Japan, dude. China and Japan hate each other, and the rest of the world cannot tell the difference. The rest of the world is like, don't you guys all eat sushi? I don't understand what the fuck is going on. What is this tension? Competing noodle shops? Is that where the tension is? Right? Dude, fucking USA and Russia? All white people. I mean, are you just trying to compete over whose skin reflects the sunlight the best? Because you both are doing a great job. I never understood that, dude. It's like you're both white. Although, again, you know, Russians are a different type of white. They're very different than like your like English and your like German, French. But still, it's like, you know, you're white people. So I never understood that. But anyways, yeah, brown kids, dude, fucking love them. Dude, in college, I hung out with a bunch of ISA kids. ISA, Indian Student association, all right? I hung out with a bunch of those kids. I never joined ISA. That would be fucking weird. I didn't want to be that token guy. Every club has their token guy who doesn't belong. Every ethnic club, right? Chinese Student Association will have one random Mexican. It's like, did you get lost? Did the herd drop you off? It always reminds me of, like, those stories where, like, a baby duckling is, like, raised by a dog. It's like, you guys aren't the same species. Why are you hanging out together? Segregation. No, I'm just kidding. It's fine. So, yeah, love brown people. But, you know, love their confidence. It's great. But people, though, people in general... I hate people. Oh my god, I hate people. That's what everyone says. I hate people. I hate
people making first impressions. I feel like once you start getting to talk to people, they eventually calm down. But I think people try really hard to make a first impression, and that's what a lot of people do, and I fucking hate that shit.
Here's one of the scenarios I hate the most is, like, if you're in a group of friends or, like, a group of people who know each other really well, and there's, like, one new guy who comes in, if that new guy just tries to chime in too much, shut the fuck up. You're new. No one cares what you have to say because we all don't know you. Like, if you're a new guy joining a group of friends and you're talking just as much as everyone else or more, shut the fuck up. No one wants to hear what you have to say. I don't care how interesting you think what you have to say is. It's not, because we don't know you. That's what you have to do, man, is you have to just be the quiet guy for a couple weeks, and then eventually you'll naturally be integrated into the dynamic. But before that, just be quiet. Observe how our dynamic is. I really hate, too, when, like, someone you barely know tries to like, roast you. To try to, like, be like, yeah, like, playful. But it's like, I don't know you, bitch. You know, they'll just be like, oh, how's it going, Alvin? That dent in your forehead looks like a pussy. I'm like, what the I don't know you. I don't know your name. Damn, Alvin, your eyebrows look like pubes. Dude, stop. You're hurting my feelings, and I don't know your name. I never react well to that shit. I don't like it. I would just walk away. I mean, honestly, like, how lonely do you have to be, too, to, like, be trying that hard to penetrate a new friend group? Clearly from that behavior, you've been rejected by everyone else, so this is like your final shot, and now you're acting out of desperation. I don't want to give you an audition. All the other friend groups rejected you, so will I. I don't know, man. I think people just try too hard in general. Socially. I think everyone tries really hard to have a distinct personality and be interesting. I don't care about people being interesting, man. Anyone who's able to act normal, just like a normal person, is my best friend. Is my best friend. Just be normal, and that is the most charming you can be. But a lot of people try to be, like, quirky and try to be awkward and, like, say non sequiturs, and it's just a nightmare talking to them because the conversation has no flow, and then you're just talking about shit that you don't want to talk about. And what's annoying too is, like, I feel like most people, like, there's something that happened where it's like an expectation on society where people have to be confident all the time and be confident in themselves and their flaws. Everyone owns their flaws these days. Yeah, I'm kind of dumb, or I'm really awkward, or I'm socially inept, or I can't do this, I can't do that, and people just own it. It's like, what happened to the shame? It's a flaw for a reason, right? You should either be trying to fix it or hide it. But a flaw is a flaw, and that's not a good thing, right? If you're kind of dumb, maybe read a book.
if you're socially awkward, try not to just fuck up the flow of the conversation and just stop talking. Right? Awkward people just literally stop talking in conversation and then just look away. And then the entire weight of it falls on you. I honestly just stopped talking too at that point. I'm like, fuck this guy. Fuck this guy. He's not putting in his fair share. I'm not gonna put in the other half. It's kind of like when you're going through a revolving door. I don't know if this ever happens to you guys, but like sometimes I'll be going through a revolving door, right? And there'll be two people in the door. It'll be me and some other person, and I'll be pushing the door. The other person will be on like the phone or some shit. They'll see me pushing the door, so then they'll stop pushing the door. It's like, what the fuck, dude? This is a team effort. I'm not opening the door for you. Like, we're on a date and I'm a gentleman. All right? Push the fucking door. Do your part. The next thing that happens, I'm just going to hold the door still so they just walk into the glass. So annoying. But, that, you know, that's how conversation is, right? Because one person can keep the conversation moving, right? All I need to do is push the door and then the door moves and then we can both get through. That's not fair, though. So, yeah, I hate people with their quirks. You gotta own your flaws. I'm like this and I own up to it. I totally embrace it. People need to stop embracing their flaws, you know? Because the people embrace their flaws because they're like, they're trying to avoid that feeling of being embarrassed. Well, that feeling is a natural part of life. And it's good because you deserve to feel embarrassed because you're a train wreck to talk to. Oh, God. So, yeah, I have such a little patience with adults. I have even more little patience with kids, okay? Even though you're supposed to forgive kids, and I understand that their brain isn't fully developed and blah, blah, blah. They're so annoying, especially eighth graders. Eighth graders are the fucking worst. They're, like, cocky. Because they're kind of cognizant of, like, what's going on now. Like, when you're in elementary school, you might as well be deaf and blind, okay? You don't know anything that's going wrong. You're running into walls, you know? You're picking up snails and eating them. It's a train wreck. Middle schoolers actually understand what's going on around them, and they just have this confidence where they feel like they can talk to anyone in any certain way, and you can't react because you can't hit them. That's a huge problem. I'm pro hitting middle schoolers. That's why they're so unbearable. Oh, nice shirt. If you hit him in the throat, they'll shut the fuck up. This podcast is angry. Damn. But yeah, middle school is just the worst, dude. So cocky, you know, and their lives have just started, so they haven't failed yet. It's the worst. So I used to teach middle schoolers, not in school. I used to teach them Chinese martial arts. It's called wushu. Okay, wushu is another term for Chinese martial arts. Yes, I used to do it. Ha ha! Asian doing kung fu. It was so funny. Yes. Okay, I did. I'm a walking stereotype. Whatever. I used to do wushu, and I used to teach kids in middle school, in the summer, just to make some money. And, yeah, they were just, they would always bother me with personal questions that they had no business asking me about. Because I was 18, 17 at the time. I was a senior in high school. And they just kept asking me, like, hey, Alvin, where's your girlfriend? Do you have a girlfriend, Alvin? Where's your girlfriend? No, I don't have a girlfriend! Okay? I'm lonely. I'm a loser. I'm so alone, and I haven't even touched a girl's hand. So they just kept asking. And then they would also just behave wildly. They wouldn't do what I said. They would never pay attention. I told them to be quiet and they'd just be fucking walking around, running around all the time. So annoying. And I would let those kids run around. Except you can't. You literally can't let kids run around. I would love to say, like, yes, just run around for 10 minutes, get it out of your system. You can't do that because they get hurt. And I know that's obvious for, like, elementary school students. It's obvious for it's true for middle school students as well, okay? They run into each other. They run into walls. You know, they stuff things up their ass. They're crazy. They're just the worst type of adolescents because they're just as dumb as, like, someone who's, like, five. But they don't think they're that dumb. So. I remember I fucking pulled some shit with one kid I probably shouldn't have. So in Wushu, you have to do stretches, okay? And one stretch that is, you know, you've all done before is like the box stretch where you're sitting on the floor, two legs out, you're trying to touch your toes, right? One kid wouldn't shut the fuck up, so I just stretched him really, really hard. I just pushed him really, really hard. When he was trying to touch his toes, I just sat on his back and pushed him until he was pretty much crying. But that's, I mean, when I was training Wushu, my teachers would do that to me. So I didn't think it was a big deal. And his shouts of pain really brought me great joy. The next day, though, his dad, who was this big German dude, just came up to me and was like, "I hear you hurt my kid." And I remember I looked at him. And I swallowed. I gulped. And then I don't remember what happened next. I swear to God, I think I blacked out of fear. He was this big German dude. I didn't know what the fuck he was going to do to me. I don't know what happened next, dude. For the next 4 hours, just completely blacked out. I have no idea what happened. But, you know, that kid kept... Actually, no, that kid was removed from my class. So, win-win. I don't regret it. See, if you're able to hit kids, if that was allowed, then I wouldn't have had to stretch him. I'd just kick him in the throat. You know? Punch him in the gut. Right to the liver. That would have been more effective. Fucking Wushu, man. Wushu is such an interesting sport, dude. It's like... Because I feel like you guys are kind of having trouble like knowing what it is, especially if you've never heard of it before. But Wushu is basically, it's Chinese martial arts. There's no actual fighting involved. Okay, so you're not sparring with other people. It's actually just like routines. So you have to like do it's like a kung fu routine. And so you can kind of think of it as like a form of gymnastics that's more violent. And the movements are very, very complicated, you know. Especially the acrobatic movements. Like, there'll be... like tornado kicks where you have to jump and spin in the air, and your number of points are awarded based on like how many spins you do and like how well you can stick the landing. So what teams from China would do is, and first of all, China just blows everyone out the water with Wushu because they're professional and the rest of the world are amateurs. Chinese athletes, Wushu athletes, get paid to train in Wushu, whereas like us athletes in America, no one was paying us. We actually had to pay the school to teach us. So Chinese athletes would train like 8 hours a day. And we would train like, I don't know, maybe like 10 hours a week. Right? 2 hours a day for like five times a week. Maybe. In the off season, that's how much we would train. So, yeah, China just dominates. And one of the things that they do consistently is they'll do like a tornado kick. So they'll like jump, kick in the air, then they'll spin twice. Okay, 720, and then they'll land in the splits. Another thing they do is they do a butterfly twist, but again, it's twice in the air. A butterfly twist is basically you're completely horizontal in the air, and then you spin, right? They'll spin twice and then land in the splits again. It's crazy because those Chinese athletes, they can land in the splits on concrete and not get hurt because they just know how to land and they just have that much power in their legs, right? If you have so much power in your legs where when you're in the splits, you can just go from the splits to standing up without using your hands, you're going to be fine. You got ripped legs and ridiculous flexibility. And there's different weapons too. Like, you know, there's open hand where, you know, you're not using any weapons, but there's also like different types of swords and spears and staffs and stuff. It's really entertaining if you look it up on YouTube. Like, it's a fun watch, you know, for a little, just, you know, YouTube China Wushu. And like, you just see people just doing ridiculous shit out of movies, really. I mean, like, you know, Jet Li, Jackie Chan, all those guys, Donnie Yen, all those guys are like Wushu guys. So. That's where they get their skills, man. But guys,
I'm Brown. I'm going to rename this the Brown Podcast. And if you enjoyed, remember to rate on Apple 5 stars and leave a review. Also, email me. Come on, let's do that. Let's start an advice thing. Let's go. I want to read some emails and respond to some emails, man, on this podcast. So let's do that.